Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need
is to believe. I can hear your voice. I can hear your voice. Wow. What a powerful praise and worship. Hallelujah. Your two hands are lifted. Head of the church, triumphant, we joyfully adore till dawn. Thy members shall sing like those in glory. Let me hear you. We lift our hearts and voices with blessed and cry. The praise of our come on, we lift our hearts and with blessed Father, we honor you for your faithfulness and favor. Every hand lifted this morning is lifted in appreciation. We even honor you for our online television and radio audiences. We give you the thanks and praise. Be exalted. To be alive is a gift. To be well is a blessing. And so we will not restrict our praise and our worship. This morning we release it all. Take your glory, Father. Take the glory, Lord Jesus. Take the glory, Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that you will take absolute control of this particular service and do your people good. Reveal the Christ through your word. Let the word bring us to the place of genuine repentance. In the precious name of Christ Jesus, we rebuke every demonic presence. Arise and swallow every impediment in the name of Jesus. I ask in the name of Jesus that your hand of victory will be the portion of your people. We want to see Jesus only and the power of his resurrection. We determine not to project anybody or anything except the Christ. At the end of the day, may we go home with a solidified covenant that is in the blood of the Lamb. In Jesus' precious name, somebody shout amen. Amen. Clap your hands, give them glory. Debbie, Debbie, Debbie. Clap those hands. Clap. Clap those hands. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Our foundation scripture is John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, Sir, we came to seek Jesus. We came to see the Christ. We desire to meet the Christ. We want to have a clear and a direct revelation of who Jesus is. Hallelujah. Hila fubi on ma waba fashion as in musu waba besore. One waba Philippa will free beside the Wakalelia and in chain or be catcher and is a wura. A perse yehuna yesu waba Philippa will free beside the Wakalelia and in chain be catcher and is a wura. A perse yehuna yesu. Haven't read you that. Allow me to read Luke the 21st chapter, the 34th. 35th and 36th verses. Luke chapter 21, verses 34 to 36, the Bible said, Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. The Bible said, For as a snare it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. I have themed this particular Sunday, Maranatha, come Lord Jesus, or Jesus is coming. Maranatha, look for that particular outlet and let my audience be able to understand what we are dealing with. Hallelujah. Before we take our seats, last Sunday, I started a culmination of all the messages that came from this particular altar during the revival from 1 Kings chapter 19. I will want to use the opportunity to build up like this. In 1 Kings chapter 18 specifically, I am going to read verse number 30, and then I will from there allow you to take your seats. 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse number 30, the Bible said, And Elijah said unto all the people, Come nigh unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he replied, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken. Put in a different version and let me, the Bible's, I'm just emphasizing on the reparation of the altar, so I may not read everything. The Bible said, and he set about the repairing the altar of the Lord which had been torn down. In this version, listen to how he puts this. He said, as he repaired the altar of the Lord that had been torn down. And then in this other version, he said clearly, he said, he then put the altar back together, for by now it was in ruins. And then maybe the last but one, he said, and he repaired the altar of the Lord which had been torn down. Last one, possibly the Amplified version. And come nigh, so all the people approached him. And he repaired and rebuilt the old altar of the Lord that had been torn down by Jezebel. In last week, 1 Kings 19, we ended up with Jezebel, by me telling you that Jezebel is not only a woman, Jezebel is a spirit. Jezebelic spirit is still in my generation. The Jezebelic spirit have found its way even into the house of God. The Jezebelic spirit have found its way even to the pulpit of the Lord. Jezebel have started church. Jezebel has become a preacher. And when I say Jezebel, I am not talking about a feminine spirit. I am talking about a spirit that comes to a man or comes upon a man and a woman to a child. Jezebel is a spirit. Jezebel is a wicked spirit, domineering spirit, controlling spirit, manipulating spirit. Yeah, Jezebel will want to be in charge. Jezebel will want to deceive. Deception is with Jezebel. Seduction is with Jezebel. Adultery that we find all around us is Jezebel that is in charge. You know, when people are struggling to break away from all kinds of demeaning, degrading spirit. Reverend Elvis Ajiman was telling us how a lady for 21 years was eating her own human excreta for 21 years. Jezebel is a demeaning spirit, degrading, marginalizing spirit. And so the Bible said that Jezebel had torn down the altar of the Lord. The first thing that Elijah did was the reparation of the altar. I believe that every man of God that came over during the time of the revival, from Reverend George Nate, Reverend Elvis Ajiman, Dr. Justice Avivo, Apostle Randy Impact, Prophet Job Edu, and Apostle Josiah Oben, I believe that all they were trying to do by the Spirit of God on this altar was the reparation of the altar that is broken in our lives. I believe that we are still in the days where there is an Elijah. These are the days of Elijah, definitely. These are the days of Elijah, where Elijah is going to come by the instruction of God and do the reparation of all the ruins and broken walls and all the broken structure. Structures have been broken down. The Bible talks about the breaking of those structures in Matthew chapter 24 and verse number 15, where he talks about the abomination of desolation will be in the end time, and where the daily sacrifices will be removed, and we will be bringing all manner of stuff into the house of the Lord. And so we, the Bible said, he that readeth should be able to understand. And the other day I was telling you, he was then talking about Daniel chapter 11, where he was dealing with verse number 31 and 32. In the 31st verse, he said that, you know, the arm shall stand on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary or the temple of God. And the Bible said, where God had placed his holy name and his strength, his might and power will be polluted. And the Bible said they will take away, the daily structure will be broken down. Daily structure. If daily structure have not been broken down, can somebody please tell me a reason why somebody who has been named the name of the Lord, who is called by Winyamitin, how will they even think about killing somebody and using them for human sacrifices? All in the name of, we want more people and more cash. They want more money. And more money is to use the person that is seeking God for a sacrifice. Can you imagine that? The person, yeah, what you have that yet, and one no. And your person, you didn't trust him. You didn't pay that, sorry. If God does not judge this generation, an apology will be rendered to Sodom and Gomorrah, because this is a degenerated generation. I'm living in that degenerated generation where the fear of God is not even in the sanctuary of Almighty God. Increase the volume on the radio. I have a message for the nation. I came with a word of correction. I came with a word of order. I came with a word of correction, to the point that it has even become abnormality when somebody has a word that is infused with a rebuke, with a reproof, with correction.
Second Timothy chapter number 4 and verse number 2. Preach the word in season, be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. The Bible said there is going to be reproof, rebuke, and exhortation. Must be in the presentation of the word. For the time will come where they will not adhere to focus place. They will not adhere to sound doctrine. The Bible said after their own lust will they heap up teachers having itchy ears. And the Bible said, you know, they would turn away. In other words, who is he talking about? He's talking to the people who are already found themselves to the synagogue and to the sanctuary of Almighty God. The people who hear him all the time would turn away their ears. They will be hearing it. Turn away their ears. Me, I have told you, when your life is not going well, sit down first before you will blame the devil. Sit down first and check your own self. Then you can go and blame the devil. Because many of us are our own devils. I can tell you boldly, many of us are our own impediments. I'm seriously telling you, the mind of God, many of us are impeding our own selves. And I want to bring that particular word of correction to God's people this morning. I have a message for the nation. You better open your ears and your heart, because whether you want to accept it or not, that's not the point. I came and there is a messenger, a voice of the Lord crying in the wilderness, preparing the way of the Lord and making his path very, very, very straight. Until he comes, there must be the washing of the word. Yeah, washing. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 26 must come into place. We will have to come to that particular place of sanctification and cleansing, of the washing of water by the word. And the Bible said, and we will be, you know, be presented as a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy. We should be holy without blame. We should be holy without spot or wrinkle or any of a similitude or a prototype thing. Yeah, we will be a glorious church, a church with a church devoid of maligning, marginalization, envy, jealousy, wrangling, internal wrangling. Yeah, we will be a church where it's full, the heart is pure, pure hearted church. Pure hearted church. It is now difficult for you to even share your testimony in church now. God has done something for you. It is even becoming difficult for me to show up this morning and say, the Lord blessed me with $1 million. It's getting difficult for me to come and say that. And so I would rather say things that are glory to the name of the Lord and go and say that what God has done cannot be said, because the heart is desperately wicked. The people that are sitting in the pew are desperately wicked, wicked, wicked people. Wicked people. They are singing all right. They are praying all right. Yakida galabahata kosha. Yeah, they are doing it all right. But wicked hearts. Wicked hearts. Wicked heart. Jezebel is in on the loose. Wicked heart. To the point that a preacher can sleep with a woman that he blessed their marriage, and take the woman from the man that is living in America, and sit on radio and television. This morning, by now, he is busily talking nonsense from the altar of God, because I'm living in that wicked generation. Yeah, 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 yeah. Wicked. Wicked. And so he said, make his path straight. Please, you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Make his path very, very straight. Rebuild the altar. Repair it. There must be a reparation of the altar of the Lord that has been broken down. Make sure that you put the altar back in order. And when they were talking all over last week, last 2 weeks, how amazing the days are even flying. Last week, by the grace of God, we had the privilege and the opportunity to be a blessing. My mother, Christy Dotete, is leading the Solid Rock family and fraternity and sons and daughters. And we are celebrating 28 years as a church. 28. Are you clapping your hands? As a church, I had the privilege to open the convention on Monday and on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, we had the privilege to be a blessing to Adonai Life Chapel at Dansoman. On Thursday, we had the privilege to be somewhere, where was that? I can't remember. You know, and then on Friday, we had the privilege to be a blessing to Grace Mountain Miracle, Friday Miracle Service, Reverend Ajiman, Elvis Ajiman's place. And then yesterday we had the privilege to be a blessing unto Harvest Chapel, their men's ministry. From their branches had a conference, and we had the privilege to be speaking to them today. Immediately after here, we will be joining Solid Rock Chapel International, my mother Christy Dotete, celebrating 28 years and receiving Apostle General Sam Crunchy Ankra and his beautiful wife. It's going to be awesome. Let me thank God for my mother for celebrating the day on Tuesday on her birthday. And let me thank God for all of you for the honor done her. You brought two beautiful cakes to the holy mountain, and everybody had a piece to eat. Thank you very much. She will be in the next service with thanksgiving unto the Lord. Say a good amen. Whilst all the preachers were preaching on the revival is too heavy on my spirit. We cannot get over it right now because God came with a profound prophetic message through all the speakers for us. And by the grace of God, we are in production. We're putting the whole thing into a flash drive where we're going to have track one as day one, track two as day two, and all the messages alike, so everybody can be able to get and go and regurgitate the message that God has given us. May I, you know, go further with Zephaniah chapter 3, verse number 1 and 2, and then I will be able to get to the discourse of exactly what we are talking about. When the people who were in the days of Eli sinned, the Lord pushed the nation of Israel into battle. Hallelujah. Into battle. When Phinehas and Hophni, who were as of Roma, the Bible said when they sinned, God did not punish them directly. He was expecting Eli, their father, to rebuke them. The punishment only came when Eli refused to put the children in order. So when the message came through Samuel, the first time he hearing the voice of God, he took even Eli to address him and say, go lie down, and when you hear the voice again, you shall say, speak, Lord, for your servant is hearing you. The Bible is very clear in that presentation. The boy went to lie down waiting for that revealing voice to come back again. The Bible said when the voice came back and called Samuel, he said, speak, Lord, for your servant heareth. And then the Lord began began to speak to Samuel for the very first time, the message was straight and precise. I am about to do something in Israel that every voice and every ear and heart and spirit that will hear, perceive, and conceive. The Bible said it shall tingle in my language of the Bible. Israel, I am going to do something you have not seen me doing before. I will bring order and correction to the altar. I will bring order and correction to the pew. I will bring order and correction to the pulpiteers, the people who speak righteousness to you. I will bring order and correction to them. I will put the nation of Israel to the battlefront. I will kill Eli myself. I will kill his children. The Bible said when Hophni and Phinehas went to battle, they were the people that had degraded the house of God. And Jensenua, the vessels that were used for communion were for promiscuity for them. And the woman that came and served in the house of God, they slept with the woman like in my generation. You can see a pastor impregnating a choir girl, an usher, a prodigal person, a singer in the house of God. Somebody that came into the house of God to come and seek God has become a victim of circumstances. And so the Bible was very clear in that particular battle. Hophni and Phinehas were pushed to the battlefront, and the sword of God through the enemy cut through their hearts, through their liver, through their pancreas, through their kidneys, and their intestines were thrown out in the face of the enemy. And when news was brought to their father, the Bible said he slunk back in front of the house of God and broke his neck in front of the house of God, just like Ananias and Sapphira died in church in the New Testament. When you talk about things like that, people go like, but God does not do this in the New Testament. Really? Go and ask Herod how he decomposed within just 30 minutes in the eyes of all the people. And this is one of the very reason why, ladies and gentlemen, there is no fear of God. We have now become like we are under grace and not under law. And the nipa afa unyamiyadum Jimmy, to the point we say things that God is not saying. Me, I never believed that anybody can steal church offering until I saw it. Never in my life believed that anybody can steal 1 CD, 2 CD, 10 CD, 5 CD. That somebody prayed on and say, Father, remember me. Then somebody also draw it and put it in their drawers and take it home and go to the market and buy Duadeka Amada and come and eat with their family and expect the blessings of God. Please, there are evils and vices we have brought into the house of God, like offenses, yeah, like, you know, hateful bitterness, unforgiveness, like pain. And I'm talking about the pain of what your husband said to you and how you feel about it. That is the kind of pain I'm talking about. These are the vices going on in the house of God. So look at this particular scripture, Zephaniah, the 3rd chapter, the 1st and 2nd verses. The Bible said, woe unto her that is filthy and polluted in the oppressing city. My main verse is in verse number 2, and said, she obeyed not the voice. She obeyed not the voice. She received not correction. She trusted not in the Lord. She drew not near to her God. I will go over it again. She obeyed not the voice. She received not correction. She trusted not in the Lord. She drew. I'm talking to the born again person. Hear the mind of God. The person that believes is washed in the blood of the Lamb and believes that their names are written in the book of life. Did that They are the people that I'm talking to. They are the very people that I'm talking to. Put it in a different version. In this version, the Bible said, it has not listened to the Lord or accepted his discipline. It has not put its trust in the Lord or asked for his help. Another version goes further and says, she did not listen and heed to the voice of God. She accepted no correction. She did not trust in the Lord, but trusted in his own power. She did not draw nigh to her God, but to the pagan gods of Baal or Molech. In the other version, I close with that one. Yeah, she obeys no one. She accepts no correction. She does not trust in the Lord. And the Bible says she does not draw nigh unto God. Let me stick with this for a moment before I read it in our language. She obeys no one. Yeah, I come to the generation, and when let me begin from us preachers, let me begin from us the people who do we believe that God has graced us specially? Yeah, but the Bible makes me to know that he will begin from the shepherds of Israel. And so he is going to put it this way. Now when I look at young ministers coming up, instead for us to humble ourselves and love God with all our heart and with all our spirit and serve God in the purity of our heart and tremble at his word and obey the prescriptions of the gospel and love God regardless and suffer like Christ and become conformable unto his death, rather we obey no one. Or we obey no one. And call people from nowhere and say, ordain me as a bishop. Somebody can just begin their Christian walk and straight away they are, right reverend doctor. Can you imagine that? Even in the police service, you start from lines corporal or no post to lines corporal to sergeant. You rise through the ranks. You are now in the generation of rebellion where we obey no one. Obey no one. I have girls who married in this church, rebelled against the word of God and against their own husband. And when you correct them, they leave. They obey no one. I have young men who came here, sat here, have children, and they eat and be satisfied, and they cannot take care of their own children and their own wives. And when you rebuke them, they leave church because they obey no one. And you tell me you are a Christian? You tell me you are a Christian? They obey no one. Now I'm living in that particular generation. Can it be a court engagement? And we allow the elders who are there, who have seen life, and we ask them, please advise us. They obey no one. There are people sitting here. Should your mother come here and talk to me about something to advise you? The moment I call you and invite you and talk to you, you will leave this church. Because we obey no one. That is the generation. You ran here your tones of fullness. The Spirit of God is telling me this morning to bring correction to the body of Christ, to speak correction to the, am I talking to somebody right here? To speak correction to the body of Christ. The Bible said in the multitude of counselors, in the multitude of advisors, there is safety. In the multitude, woe is the nation and the person who has nobody to advise them. May I remind you of Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and verse 13. Put it on the screen. Let's see. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and verse number 13. All right. The Bible said, better is a poor and a wise child than an old foolish king. Who will no more be admonished? Put it in a different version. This version says, better a poor but wise youth than an old but foolish king who no longer knows how to heed a warning. Another version says this: someone may rise from poverty to become king of his country, or go from prison to the throne. But if in his old age he is too foolish to take advice, he is not as well off as a young man who is poor but intelligent. The last version, before I read my language: a poor youngster with some wisdom is better off than an old but foolish king who doesn't know which end is up. Now put it in my language. In my language, it's a fenyina mabrante wa hie ni nyansa fo esene o hene akokura kwasea wontia futuro bi fenyina mabrante wa hie ni nyansa fo sene o hene akokura kwasea ya wontia futuro bi. Whilst I'm saying this, I know your imagination is going somewhere else, but your imagination should gravitate towards your own self. Serious. Serious. We are now in that particular point. You advise people. Sometimes it is just basic advice. So one is SS and one is AS. They want to marry, and you are just counseling them. Stop it! And they cannot heed a simple counsel. Simple counsel. Go ahead and marry. And sometimes they will tell you that the Lord is on the throne. Even the devil knows that God is on the throne. He has not gone anywhere. He is still on the throne. I'm building up on something. And whilst we are sitting here, oh my God, you know, people that I know, bring back this with Zephaniah chapter number 3 and number 4 and verse number, the correct verse number 2. Zephaniah 3 and verse 2. No, not for Zephaniah chapter 3. And they obey not the voice. I was in a particular version, the NIV, bring it there. NIV, you know, the obeys no one. Obeys no one. Sheprosia tadia und umubia. Obeys no one. And the Bible said they do not accept correction. Unipe yira, unipe chia otokum. They don't want to. And this is why in church, simple and basic scriptures are no more given. Real gospel interpretation, expatiation is no more done in the house of God. Because we'll start here. So, bye-bye. Actually, any more pet. Look of a problem. Welcome, my sister, to church for me. I call for a big issue into the house of the Lord. And so we accept no correction. You are with born again people. They are about to make, you know, a cataclysmic business decision. And you are just giving godly counsel. They don't want to hear it. Have you been around friends who want you? They just want your praises. Yeah, it's nice. It's a nice decision. You're doing well. I mean, you are the best. You are the best. You. They don't want anything negative in their mind. They don't want anything opposite. of what they are thinking. They don't want to hear anything like that. The moment you say something that is contradictory to what they have already formed, then you are the enemy. It goes on in church. It goes on in government right now. Government will never want me to say something different from what they are thinking. They wouldn't want anybody else to say something, you know, different from what they are thinking, because they don't want to accept correction. I'm telling you, this is the time where we need counsel. This is the time when we need advice. This is the time where we need correction. This is the time. Look, if somebody had told me, yeah, that we are going to go this deep, I would never believe it. But here we are still going deep and steep, because people will not heed any kind of counsel or advice. Bring the scripture back. The Bible said four things in that particular verse. The first one, they obey not the voice or the word of the Lord. Yeah, King Amesam, Sunday after Sunday, but people, so they have rebelled and become stiff-necked to the word of the Lord, and therefore they will not obey it. Number two, they will not accept correction. Number three, go to put it back in King James Version. Number three, the Bible said, and they trusted not in the Lord. We are in church, but we don't trust in Him. There is no faith that is in God. When we need help, we rather tend to other places except God. Other places. Can we get help from here or from there except the Lord? We do not want to hear what God has got to say. So you see young girls in church, they want to marry a husband, and God's counsel is not what they are seeking for. Now they want to, these are the things that are dominant to us. I was asking the men of Harvest Chapel yesterday. I said, you are going to live with somebody for the rest of your life, and you have failed to ask God. Failed to ask God. This is why there are many people sitting here, but they are not happy in their marriages. Many people. The truth of the matter is that there are so many people listening, watching me on television and radio right now, who are not enjoying their marriage. Rather, they are enduring. Enduring. You are hanging on to something that is already a packed, failed marriage. Because you are missing me in the first place. I could worry being here. I see that generation where, you know, the fear of God and the values of virtue is not selected. Now we are in physique, pulchritude, appearance. Yeah, that's what we are. I hear this month is a breast cancer awareness month. Yeah. And instead of us to take this thing serious, people have taken it to be comedic and, you know, all kinds of things, and making very useless statements like, you know, if I suck your breast, you will not get breast cancer. If I just mean numu nufu, yes, me numu nufu, yeah, no numu nufu, rough, rough, zanga, wouldn't say nufu, it to your home, I will be to say it to your home. Yeah, numu nufu, no rough like that. Tamu be nufu, it to your wenum, and all that kind of to beat him, kona kwa. Trust not. Put the same scripture in my language. Let me read it in my language. Zephaniah, tell me and say, you know, the Bible said, when Tiura diasem, wanyen chere chere, wanfa won one to, ewra de so. Now, this is Christianity. Christianity, number one, is Tiyamiasem. Asem no, Tiy. Yamias. Let change that. Yamfans and Chenin, you hear me. I'm telling you, Apostle Randy made it in a very polished way. He said it in a very powerful. God can, you know, work a miracle on a Muslim, work a miracle on a Hindu, work a miracle on a Hare Krishna. Even the fetish priest can receive a breakthrough miraculously. I'm telling you, when it comes to the miraculous, it is like the sun shining for everybody and the rain raining over everybody, you know. But when it comes to seeking God and making him your Lord and your personal savior, Christ coming into your heart, your name going into the book of life, I'm telling you, Bible, stop it. When I seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, all other things will be added unto me. Yeah. I don't need to beg for the other things. It shall be added. I will have the other things. When righteousness becomes a lifestyle, every breakthrough will be automatic. If you will love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, abundance will be your portion. You shall have overflow. The Lord shall make you the head and not the tail above, and not beneath the top and not the bottom. If you shall love the Lord, fear God, and tremble at his word. I'm telling you. Put the scripture back. Interestingly, look at exactly how he puts it. When Tia Uradiasem, when Yenchere, when Fawan won 12 radis, Afimisi Surunami, Fawantoneso, Nessian Yansa, Nessian Yansa, Untimin Cotena Bema, Sono, Wobako, Wanye, and all that the woman was our friend with the Coco Show, the Mikoko Show, and Crofoki Kensim, Wunuchida, Odian Sumusa, will be Babaji, Mawubin, at the Fundia will be Gia. And say we are the four. At the four, Obijia and Yahweh Omfa. Yeah. Sometimes we can, yeah, pretty be home. Let's say that somebody throws a bag here. May I start a prayer at the crown hall? May fire enemy who say, yeah, Mabrizia. Men are mafa, but what do I do with a Mabrizia? Mafa. But what do I do? And so many women and men sitting here have certain people in relationships, but you can't do anything with them. Wafa, when you know, Abrantia Kama, but Christo Mumfas will be in this. Christo Mumfas, and then first one is why you're going to. I'm serious. Can I say, you know, the truth to you, Mama? Yeah. And you church, I sorry say. Unu nipa ba sorry say ya. Sister woman ni abre. Because nipa be bring penokre. I know. Na mi nipa be bring ba. The reason why they start is because message ni the same. And sister. And says, preaching ne wo, preaching ni chuchi, preaching ni pone pone, preaching ni water, water, water. Pia! When we say MPB wa hanope, assembly my cabinet minister biba sorry wa, ya mamenka samunchira, uhunu ni pe pe no kura uhunu. I'm serious. Ipe wano pre, nanka DC ya kutu ya siste iso, kubua tu paku uye, enka oteha. Amse onu abu tiye nyami asam, jenchile chile, tiye nyami asam, jenchile chile, tiye nyami asam, jenchile chile, fa otone so, siye nyansa. Enka sabri, onu abu tiye ase. Atupenku honorable, atupenku nana, atupenku presbyter, atupemi bekumo, atupemi bekumo, atupemi bekumo. Asia topabekumo, asia topabekumo, asia topabekumo, arena remeni musa, asia topabekumo. Asiatopabekuma. Teacher need one student here. Go to Lagos and look at the madness of, you know, perversion that is in this place. People sleeping with lecturers for grades. Enchemu, enkoyu, it is not gone yet at all. People are receiving grace with their fat ass and with their pussy. And I'm telling the lecturers, I'm talking to evil lecturers, you will die like a dog, you will die like a goat, you will die like a boa abe oa ubewusa ponche. I'm telling you. And you're gonna penny phone when you're maybe true on my soon. Lecturers are more fun, may you Yankwasi, I'm sorry, Nkwasi, I suffer. I go Ghana, he munda. Nyame betu ubi as. I'm telling you, the mind of God. But today, my heart and I am oba fufro. Ukununim, ukununim. I say he to be abade my heart. My name's her condition in any human. The scripture back. I close with it. Put the scripture back. Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse number 2. When Tiabra Diasa. When Tiabra Diasa. When Yen Chile Chile. When Fawan 1 2 Radiso. When May William Cooper. Who Kempine Urade. Who be our Benya Misuruno. They fear God. Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10. The Bible said, Nyansa Nimfrasi Yamsuru. Nyansa. Nimfrasia. Nyamsuru. Job chapter 28, verse 28. Put it on the screen, sir. Let us work. Job 28, verse 28. The Bible talks about the fear of God. Very interestingly. He said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. Reverend Elvis Hajimai was telling me Friday, a young man who came to testify. The boy is almost 31 years and he's dating a 74-year-old woman. Perversion. Perversion! Sodom and Gomorrah. 31 years would date 74. I want to know. So me, midi 70. Midi kuna. Nijira min baby. Adia bia metumu de metumewi. Ma pap even 60 me di 60. Sa etum. 70 years. We came to a research. We are working on a survey, and the survey says women masturbate more than men. Now, women are into perversion sexually that they buy sex toys. There are shops in Accra selling sex toys. And there are people who sit in our churches and have these toys in their home. And I am looking at them telling them, praise God. No way! Put it in the scripture bar. Zephaniah 3:2 in English. And let me put it this way. You shall obey the voice of the word of the Lord, and you shall receive correction. I declare to you by the grace of God, you shall trust in the Lord and also draw nigh. But when we say somebody is born again, this is the portrait of being born again. Portrait of being born again is to obey the voice of his word. The other day Jesus said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and you do not obey my word? He's asking his audience. He's asking that question. And so I'm asking the same question. Why do you have a form of godliness and deny the power thereof? May I remind you that heaven is real. I'm reminding you of five things this morning. There is a heaven and it is real. Number two, there is a hell and it is real. Number three, there is judgment and it is waiting for all of us. Number four, there is also rapture. It's coming with speed. And number five, everybody sitting here, your years are depleting. And one day you will die. And after death, you will face the judgment of God. Be serious, my darling. Be serious with your Christianity. There are so many people who listen and watch me who are even here. I'm telling you seriously that there are people here who are not serious with God. Same thing. You know, Hosea chapter number 9 and verse number 7. Put it on the screen. Let me close with that. Searching, the days of visitation have come. The days of recompense have come. Israel and that matter Ghana shall know that the prophet is a fool and the spiritual man is mad for the multitude of their iniquity and the great hatred. Put it in my language. Let me close with that. The Bible said, Searching, I will return through Israel. Behunu said, would be funny with Jimmy for. We are sitting in the same church, but we hate each other. We preach love and practice hate. We preach love, we practice hate. Should I preach all this and do all this and cannot love my wife? Respect my wife. Kikemuina is useless. See, this is why I'm a tunkro for saying. You can't be a pastor and be a bad example. Me too, me pam all fast. You are like a bile. Upai gunam ne swawa se namnina. What is a bojuma? Upai gunam ne swawa se namnina. If I'm a bad example to you, let's say that I come here and I'm married to three women. Instantly, I have created enmity, not only among my wives, but I have set a bad example to you. Look at that innocent young lady who died, an officer of Ghana Immigration Service, became a second wife here at Fadama. Investigation is still ongoing. They killed the girl, drove an iron rod through her skull to under her chin, and when they finished, they cut her throat. The blood that oozed in that home here, just 10 minutes away from this place, you have no idea. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. Except you don't believe it. And even if you don't believe it, it will come. God has prepared your table. It's just a matter of time. So I tell you, when we are courting and we are in our courtship process, we don't sleep with a man. We don't wash for a man. You don't cook for a man. Can we ask on TSA? When that trailer came out, boys be brave, you are brutal. And I'm saying, when I did a yen to ya car, you did that.
Hallelujah. It is so. Put the scripture back. I close with it. Zephaniah, the third chapter, the second verse. The Bible said, she obeyed not the voice of the Lord. She received not correction. She trusted not in the Lord. She drew not nigh unto the Lord. There's a scripture in Proverbs chapter 5 that says that. Obasan seminti mentie me kasa kirefo ene mentie me nyansa suafo nenam sa me ponchire chire ene atenetini nti ewie me anim guase ewie me anim guase nya me sam de anka ye kanu kure eni pa fa mu aba nkure te mai wa he na. This is the time to love your husband. Many men are going through too much pressure. There is anybody I know that have died this year. It's a man. Yesterday, a young man died from the ICGC fraternity. Young man, 30-something years. He is a man. Men of God are dying too much. Bishop Nyakwa or two nyomno grad is saying Ewarade Mafe Wododo was buried last week. Men, this is the time to pamper your man, your husband. This is the time to cook nice food. This is the time to be able to be extra nice. Extra nice. You come home to an atmosphere. Nice, fragrant, sweet, hot lingerie. Sweet sex. Dorothy, what is my name? And you know what I'm going to do? And then the man is getting relaxed. Relax your man. A man in a pressure, man. 10 cities is to $1. There's too much pressure. Relax the man. It's a question as soon as me Rami and Cross or as if every missile. Adrena, your shit. The two hands are on your heart. Somebody say, Heavenly Father, repair my altar, the altar of my heart, the altar of my life. This morning, I rededicate my heart, my spirit and soul to Christ. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Help me, strengthen me, and guide me. In Jesus' name. Close your eyes and let's pray for this country. We need help and we need grace. We need help. I saw a little interview last week that really blew my mind. I saw the foreign minister signing a memorandum of understanding with the Ukrainian ambassador in Ghana. And the Ukrainian ambassador says that we are deepening our relations in bilateral relations and business relations. Ukraine have been destroyed. Everything have been destroyed. At the moment, they are not, you know, going to work or manufacturing. But they have opened their reserves and they are selling. A war-torn nation can say that we
We want to do business. We are signing to do business. There is no war here. And we are already confused. We are doing business. They still can see hope. They still see opportunities. How can we be here blaming Ukraine war when they themselves are doing business? How can you be blaming Ukraine-Russia war? Think about what I said. This nation is sick. What a coma. On my way da coma. Na mon peno krenti. But when ya mosone mosofo. Mo da coma gana mis wo yare. Wo yare wone won peni fo ne wo man fo na mo jame me gena me ka ho me ka yare fo no. Ya yare. Ya yare an ka ni si abantene. Mo yare. E kona kwa brani e bie loto people single 439. Mo ja. Wo adwen ya de work. Na wini adwen ya de plane. Play the national anthem. Stretch your hands on Ghana's flag on the altar of the Lord and please pray for this country. Please pray for this country. Forgive us of all the iniquity of our fathers. Forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us for all the bloodshed, innocent blood that was shed. People who died, who shouldn't have died. People who died because of petty party political nonsense in prison. Deaths that didn't make any sense to anybody. The death of the judges, the death of the generals, the death of political figures. Like J.B. Dangwa, Dr. J.B. Dangwa didn't deserve to die that kind of death. But a fine gentleman. Why should he die because somebody does not like him? What kind of nonsense is that? Pray for our economy. Pray for our economy. Pray for businesses. Ghanaian businesses are collapsing. Because the people who are running the businesses can't pay their bills. Have mercy, oh God. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. May I ask you lastly for the next 10 seconds to pray for my president. May the Lord protect him. May the Lord preserve him. May the Lord keep him. May the Lord help him. May the Lord grace the president. thank you for your grace, your love, your mercy. Thank you for your revealed word. Thank you for the sinner and the backslider. I thank you that this message is to reclaim and to save them. I thank you that this message is for the soul. The soul. The soul who is the reason why you went on the cross. I pray that everybody that hears this message will come to the agency of salvation. In Jesus' precious name. And now I commend you to God, my friends. To the word of his grace that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance. May the Lord protect you from every blatant demonic assault. May God fight and defend his name on your life. May the Lord rebuke every raging noise. May God grant you stability and tranquility. May you come to the place of signs and wonders this week. May the covenant blessings of Inshemu Ishrankwa be your portion. I pray for your children. May the Lord preserve them, protect and bless them. In Jesus' precious name. May grace continue to be your portion. You will never lack. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Oh, I can't hear you. Come on, come on, come on. Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM Obatampa 92.5. We are live also on GNA Mansan Television, Facebook, YouTube, and podcast. Good morning to all of you. It is a joy and a blessing to have all of you. You want to join us for our offering? 0249-809911. That's 0249-809911 or 059-229-6667. That's 059-229-6667. You can join us in our offerings. For those of you that are online on television, the numbers are going to be on your screen. You can join us. The Lord bless you. On Tuesday, I will be meeting you in a new series at Bible Study. Please do not miss. The help of God will be our portion. 6 o'clock here at the Kwamnam Ponsa Memorial Temple. The Lord will honor and favor you in Jesus' precious name. Once again, congratulations and happy 28th anniversary to my mother. Those of you who celebrated birthday throughout last week, God bless you. You celebrated birthday with my Didi Rita. The Lord bless all of you and honor you. From all of us here at Alabaster International Ministry, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you. I love you. See you next time.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.